Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman's back. She's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Actually, that's not right. She's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. She's the author of the Speak for Yourself programs. She's the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling. You're starting to see the picture there. She's a cousin of the legendary Albert Einstein, and you can tell that by the way she has helped us so much over the years. And she's our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back.
Glad to be here as always.
It's
been 17 years.
I know. We got you right off the graduation stage there in high school, and so we're glad you're back, Karen. One of the things that I love about you having you on the show is the way you help us get our message across. All the different ways, the nuanced ways, the technical ways, the tips, the best practices of how to get our message across, because the marketplace is nothing if not people trying to influence others to their way of thinking, right?
Exactly. It, to say it in a quick phrase, how do you get heard above the noise?
Yeah. Well, how do you make sure that what you're saying people consider to be signal and not noise? You know, you need to be delivering the signal and not the noise. And so how do you do that? You've got some good examples.
I thought it would be a lot of fun to look at the secret ingredient for a winning Super Bowl commercial. And every year I write a great blog with lots of people reading it. And every year I pick the best commercials. And this year I have a couple that I thought stood out. But more importantly for our audience, I want to talk about the winning ingredient for a Super Bowl commercial is the same for all of us in terms of trying to get our messages across and getting heard above the noise. So if you look at the Super Bowl commercials from this year, the best way to get heard above the noise is to tell a story that has some emotion in it. And I have one more category that makes a winning commercial and also a winning pitch or a winning brand. So we'll get into that in a minute. But you've got to tell a story that has emotion. And this year in the Super Bowl, you know, we know, everybody knows that some companies paid $5.6 million mm-hmm. for a 30-second spot. And I'm not suggesting for all of our...
That's just for the airtime. That doesn't count the $5 million it cost to produce it.
Boy, that's true. So you've got $1 billion into this, and I'm not suggesting that we all spend $1 billion to get heard above the noise, but why don't we learn from what they've done right and what they've done wrong? Mm-hmm. And one thing that is wrong is that some of these commercials were just manic. They were overproduced, just popping in a bunch of celebrities to the mm-hmm. point where you didn't know what was going on. It was confusing. They were, you might have enjoyed the celebrity that you recognized, but you can't remember what they were selling.
It was the worst crop of commercials in a Super Bowl that I remember.
It was confusing. They were complex. They had too much going on. And at the end of that 30 seconds, or even 60 seconds, you just cannot remember what they were trying to sell. Mm-hmm. So very expensive way of saying, don't, for all of us, what can we learn? Don't put too much into what you're trying to do. Be simple, be clear.
So white space. First, it's the same thing. Uh-huh. You just described the same thing as we do in print ads. White space is good.
And what we screw up in all my years of consulting with CEOs and the C-suite on how they do their presentations, it's a PowerPoint that is so complex and so filled with data. There's not a single bit of white space on the screen, and you don't know what to look at, and the person's speaking, and you're distracted by the pie chart and the six graphs and the quotes at the bottom, and you don't know what to look at. And that's how it equates into our world. How can we make it less crazy on your PowerPoint, less crazy and convoluted and complex in our words? So first thing I'm going to say is keep it simple. So you tell a story that's simple. And
quick.
One,
you got to learn how to tell a story quick. You can't drag it out. The reason some people can tell a joke and some people can't. The people who can are the ones who tell the joke quick. If you can't tell it quickly, it's not going to be funny.
Well, especially we now have the brain of a size of a gnat.
The attention span of a flea, right? I agree.
I mean, we're little mosquitoes running around, and we all have attention deficit disorder. We're all operating in a microsecond. In fact, now I've been asked to speak, and they say we believe now in micro learning.
Right.
So they don't want me to speak for an hour. They want me to speak for 20 minutes or less. TED Talks have been around now for 25 years, and that is an 18-minute presentation. So you're right. It keep it short. I'll just go into one of the great ads. There were some, and one of the best ads this year was Google's Loretta, and it was a very effective ad because it was simple. And it was emotional, and it told the story, and it was true. It was a true story of somebody who works with Google. Their grandparent had lost their wife, and they were using Google search engine to pull up pictures of Loretta in all their different.
It was very
effective.
Pages
of their lives.
It was very effective, but for me, it was a little. It was also, after it was over, it was a little creepy too. But I agree. I still remember it. That's one thing. That's your point. I still remember it.
Hold on to that thought. Google.
Right back with Karen Cortell Reisman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.